around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as that music transmits via satellite to all of our radio affiliates nationwide, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, September 6, 2025. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, we are back and we are ready to go. I know we were off last week for Labor Day, and Bobby shared an encore here across our network with all of you. Prior to that, well, we were on the move for 18 days up in Canada and Alaska. We broadcasted this program from Haines back on August 16th, Alert Bay on August 23rd. We had such a busy schedule, experienced a lot with a number of show fans traveling with us. Nice to be back, though, Mary, in our home studio today, isn't it?
It definitely is, but I do want to start off, and I want to thank all the show fans who traveled with us on our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. We had such a fabulous time with all of you, and we had some of you who traveled with us on the Med traveling with us again. We met new people. It was great, and it was always, it's of course, great to be back in Vancouver. But I do, you know, to your point, Robert, one of the great things about traveling is being back and coming home. I'm enjoying our coffee from Camino Island, from the Puget Sound. And I think each trip helps us appreciate all that we have, really. Uh-huh. At least for me, like, the more I travel now, the more I appreciate what we have.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. But you're right. We are powered.
We're powered with our Camino Island coffee
again. And the Chiadale today, yes. So we've got that going. But, yeah. You know, Rudy, listen, we really haven't talked that much over the past month.
Rudy.
We're in withdrawal. So, you know, how are you doing up there in Minnesota?
I know. Well, you know, summer's already over. Fall's creeping in here a little bit.
But unofficially,
back
it's over.
To that upper 70s next week, yeah.
Right.
But it's actually, you know, it's 46 this morning here, which is, that means.
Ooh, that's chilly.
That's over.
Well,
but,
the country is getting ready for you to
so
start
weird.
Talking.
You're off on the ship all the time, and I'm like, oh, I'm, you know. Oh.
Well, that's true. Although we're off to Maui in 3 weeks, so that'll be a little different. But,
oh, no.
But the beauty, like we talk about, Rudy, you're saying it's 46. If you want to change the weather, get on a plane, go somewhere. You can always go find somewhere wherever you
want. I got LA and San Francisco in my mind at some point, so.
That's true. You'll get out there.
Nice
so, all right. Well, Bobby, you know, we know certainly, again, personally, I'll say this. You know, I appreciate our ability to connect over sports and a number of other things, but I actually feel sorry for you these days with regards to your biggest sports passion. As how about those Cowboys has a much different meaning these days?
Yeah, look, it was not the opening that we wanted. We fell a little short, but it was a positive in terms of there were positive things we could build on. So I'm happy about that.
Well, our listeners in Green Bay are happy that you're helping them out this year as well, I would say.
Yeah, you know what? That had become a little bit of a dramatic incident. I think everybody here in Dallas is actually happy that that's kind of been reset a little bit.
All right. And we won't even get into the thoughts on the Spitgate. So we'll just, you know, that's all right.
No, because clearly Philadelphia was wrong.
Yeah, well, listen, there's...
I don't know much about sports, as everyone in my life knows, but wasn't this just the first NFL game? Are we already despairing the Cowboys?
Well, there's already been another one last night in Sao Paulo, which we'll talk about in hour two, because it's a PTP day on the show. And
In Brazil? Sao Paulo, Brazil?
Yes, it was last night. So, and the folks in Los Angeles are happy about that, but we'll get to that. But really, here's where I do want to go right now, because, you know, we only have a little bit, but this is a nine-minute segment. So we have a new affiliate to welcome today. All right,
ooh.
We have to do that. I know we teased it when we were on the cruise ship, but we wanted to officially do it once we were back. Its addition has pushed us to 610 weekly stations airing this program nationwide. So a warm hello, a big welcome to the listeners now at FM 92.3 WZPR Radio. They're in Nags Head, North Carolina. That covers the Outer Banks, a beautiful part of our country. It's the Norfolk DMA, or Media Market Number 43.
Welcome. I love
Great
Nags
on cue, Bobby. Thank you.
Yes. That is such a great area. All right. Well, you just welcomed our new North Carolina affiliate, and I'm going to let our listeners there know, as well as all of our other listeners across the USA, that we have new travel polls up there on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. We would love for you to go vote. We're doing something a little different this week. These are true or false. First one, The top 189 highest mountain ranges in the world are all in Asia, true or false. The second one, the tallest mountain in France, is Mont Blanc, true or false. So please go vote, and we will share the results with all of you next week.
And you can also send us any travel questions, comments, anything about the show. Just hit the Contact Us page when you're on the website, or Contact Us tab, I should say. All right, so RJ is here, but he's doing some last-minute things as he's headed to Texas this morning. So, Bobby, he'll be down there flying a little over you because he's headed down to the Austin and San Antonio area. He's going to be joining the show for the Open Road in about 30 minutes, I'd say, looking at the clock right now. So in the time remaining in our opening A block, we're going to jump into the Travel News Roundtable. I'm going to kick us off. I mean, if you didn't hear the news with the holiday last weekend, Spirit Airlines, they filed for its second bankruptcy in basically a year. And as we've said a number of times, we expect the airline to be acquired or they're just going to wind up ceasing operations. Our point, if you're traveling, we can't recommend you fly on them. You know, book with other carriers if you don't want Ajet in your life. And as part of the second bankruptcy, Spirit, they announced they're going to be ending service to Albuquerque, Birmingham, Boise, Chattanooga, Columbia, South Carolina, Oakland, Portland, Oregon, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Jose. By the way, I think all of these markets this show is heard in. Actually, I'm looking at it right now. Macon, Georgia, another one, and more are likely. So Spirit Airlines, unfortunately, they've got some really tough, they got a tough road ahead.
Losing their spirit.
All right, so staying with the airlines for a minute. So back in February, Airlines for America, which represents American, Delta, and United, wrote a letter to the U.S. Department of Transportation urging the DOT to end the plan introduced last December under Biden for U.S. airlines to give cash as compensation for carrier-caused disruptions, which is done in the EU and Canada. This week, the DOT did drop the plan, which Airlines for America supports, saying that it would have caused the airlines to raise ticket prices, hurting consumers. Currently, U.S. airlines are only required to refund tickets for canceled flights, not delayed ones. Some say without a delay compensation rule, airlines don't have the incentive needed to make their systems reliable. But others, the other side of the coin to that is that, you know, Spirit Airlines came out and said it may encourage carriers to reevaluate when they proceed with flights that should have been further delayed or canceled when potential safety-related concerns exist. So the DOT did say that they are considering easing other regulations. Among the rules being reviewed currently are those that define what kinds of flight disruption entitle consumers to ticket refunds, as well as timely bag delivery.
So, Bobby, I could use the applause on that, actually, again, because, I mean, we applaud that move, frankly, as well. I mean, the reality is if we go – thank you, Bobby.
Yeah, I think what would be great is if the airlines could get consistent in what they offer, because right now we really do. You still need travel insurance.
But there's no free lunch out there, okay? And like if we go to a theme park and a ride's closed, they don't give me money. I mean, you know, I applaud this. I think it's a good move with what's been done.
I just wish the airlines were consistent. Like, we had an issue recently, and we did. We got lodging compensation. American really took care of us. They gave us a food voucher and all of that. But I do think the airlines should come up with something that's consistent.
Rudy, what do you got? We got about 40 seconds on this.
Well, I just a moment of silence for the collapse of that very popular funicula in Lisbon.
Yes.
It takes you from the lower part of the newer town up to the old town. I've ridden that many times, and killing 15 people, injuring 18 others. It's not just a tourist attraction. I mean, it's how people get around in Lisbon as well. But it's just a terrible, terrible accident.
Yeah, that Gloria one in particular. I mean, that's used by a lot of locals.
It's used by a lot of locals for commuting. Very sad.
All right, well, listen, we need to take a quick break, our first break of the day. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. BRE Hotels and Resorts CEO Joe Berger is going to join the show. The Open Road Destination Spotlight. As I mentioned, the Preferred Travel Panel is coming your way. We got a lot to get to today, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Are you dreaming of your next big adventure? Well, with Colette, you can see the world and save big while you're at it. Right now, you're going to save up to $1,500 per couple with stackable discounts on guided tours across all 7 continents. Book big, save bigger, and let the experts handle the details so you can relax and enjoy the journey. Book by September 26th using offer code HELLO2026. Visit GoColette.com for more details. That's GoColette.com. And you can also find that link on our website at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
We're living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Insurance. We are such strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you just shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance, it's one of them. It's not just for canceled flights, folks. Coverage also includes an array of items such as trip cancellation, interruption, and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer 24-hour emergency services. And in today's world, look into CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Whether your upcoming travels will be a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com/carry. The website again is TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, as Mary and I now drive this show straight into the Chief Travel Leader conversation, we appreciate all of you being part of the program today. This portion of our award-winning show is sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
And America's turning 250, so let's go, everyone. Whether your interests include the mountains, music cities, monuments, or main streets, America is not something just to remember. It is something to get out and go experience.
Colette's been guiding travelers across America for over a century now, and they offer tours and varieties to suit every type of traveler. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make our nation great, and travel unforgettable. Visit GoColette.com/United States for more info and show specials, or just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
Okay, we toss a lot of letters and acronyms around on this show, and the letters BRE represent a major player in the hospitality sector of the travel world. Joe Berger is a CEO of Blackstone's Real Estate Group's BRE Hotels and Resorts, and there's a good chance you've stayed at a number of their properties like we have, or you're certainly familiar with them. Off to the show hotline we go now. Joe is waiting patiently for us. Let's get right to him.
All right, Mary, let's get right to Joe. Joe, nice to have you here with us for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you joining us this morning for sure. So, you know, as Mary just shared in your setup, the name BRE Hotels and Resorts, it may not be a household name for some of the listeners we have out there, but many of your properties, you know, that we've certainly enjoyed a number of times and have a strong history with, they certainly are. I'm talking about places like the Waldorf Astoria Grand Wailea Resort. I think we've broadcast this show from there three times. Ritz-Carlton, Kapalua in Maui, the historic Hotel Del Coronado out in the San Diego area. Those are two locations this show is being heard today, actually. But you also have a large collection of other properties from the Hilton, Marriott, and Hyatt brands across the nation. So I'd like to start off by having you give folks tuned in a quick 101, if you will, on BRE Hotels and Resorts, and share what got you to leave your executive role with Hilton, I think 7 years ago or so, to take on the CEO role with Blackstone.
Well, great. Yeah, BRE Hotels is really the kind of the investment arm, asset management arm of Blackstone, which is a private equity company. And we invest in all facets of the hospitality business, whether it's, you know, select service, full service, resorts, convention hotels. You know, we believe in kind of all segments of the business. So that's what we do, and we're focused on investing in hotels and maximizing the real estate and making them a great experience for the traveler.
And what attracted you to the job when you left Hilton to join BRE?
Well, you know, what's interesting, I had joined Blackstone many, many moons ago to run a company called Prime Hospitality, mm-hmm. Which eventually became LXR Hotels.
Sure.
And LXR Hotels was really a resort company. We were an owner-operator of resorts kind of all across the nation, a real focus in the Caribbean. And that was a big focus for a number of years, part of Blackstone. And Blackstone at that point had just purchased Hilton Hotels and asked me to join Hilton and join Chris Nassetta and his team as president of the Americas. So I left LXR, but what we really did is we folded LXR into Hilton, and it became a big part of their resort brand and a big part of Waldorf Astoria. So that's how my journey ended up at Hilton. So I was the president of the Americas for, I guess, 10 or 11 years.
Well, you've had a big impact on
hospitality.
Yeah,
you certainly have. And BRE has a very interesting hotel portfolio. Joe, Robert and I have enjoyed a longstanding relationship with Seabourn through this show. It goes back to 2017. And the company recently decided to sell two of their ships to a Japanese cruise operator that's looking to grow. And a big reason for the selling of the two ships that we've discussed in with their executives was they were just made an offer they simply couldn't refuse financially. And that leads me to another property we know well. As many of our listeners in the Phoenix area will also know, where the show is being heard, the Arizona Biltmore. It's a Hilton LXR branded property. It goes back to the 1920s. Similar to what Seabourn did with their ships that I just mentioned, last year you agreed to sell the property for over $700 million. In the spirit of the company of real estate and the essence of real estate maneuvers, was this simply because you received an offer you couldn't refuse, or is it part of more of a long-term strategy?
Well, I would say, Mary, it's part of our kind of long-term strategy. You know, hotel investors, I think one of the things that we pride ourselves on is buying resorts, buying hotels that may need to be repositioned, recapitalized, and kind of brought back to the grandeur of what they were at one time. And that's what we did at the Biltmore. We're very proud of the Biltmore.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has a special place in the heart of Phoenix, in the heart of Scottsdale. And it's really kind of a fabric of that community. And, you know, through our investment, we really brought the Biltmore back to, God, its grandeur.
Yeah.
And once we do that, we typically find a buyer or have a buyer that really wants to take that resort and do other great things with it. So that's kind of what we do. We invest, we improve, and then at the right time, we'll sell to the next buyer.
Sure. And I see you've invested in New York City recently.
Yes, we just bought the Kimpton Evente in New York City. And we're very proud of that hotel. And we're very excited about kind of where the hotel business is going in New York. I think it's got great fundamentals.
Well, listen, I always say, the media out there can certainly have their own jaded views. But on this show, you know, we are proud to be a for-profit operation, and we appreciate when we see other companies out there doing that. So in the spirit of that, you know, this week the Treasury Department shared an official list of jobs now eligible for the new no tax on tips and no tax on overtime policies that President Trump pushed during the recent election. Essentially, you know, there's a whole myriad of them here. It's certainly food and beverage, but in the hospitality sector, we're talking about positions like baggage porters and bellhops, concierge, hotel and resort desk clerks, I mean, maids and housekeeping staff, I mean, the shuttle drivers, you know, you can have golf carts. There's a whole myriad, like I said, on that list. But is this helping your properties keep and attract workers, Joe? Do you see other positive benefits that are going to come from this?
Well, I see real positive benefits from these two options. You know, I started my career as a bellman. I think that's where I fell in love with the hotel business. And I tell people today, it's still the best job I've ever had. It really is. And I will tell you that the tipped workers are the core, the crux of our business. And I think anything we can do in our business to improve people's compensation and employees' compensation, whether it's no tax on overtime or no tax on tips, is a real plus for our business. And it helps us attract great people, and it helps keep great people motivated.
Joe, Forbes put out a big report last week on leisure travel, where people are blending in personal with some business travel. The report was huge, that it's leisure travel is expected to represent about $800 billion in revenue in 2025. So with your diverse collection of properties at BRE Hotels and Resorts, you certainly have extended stay locations. Are you seeing and feeling that as well?
You know, we're definitely seeing and feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard to identify, but clearly with the demand we've seen with kind of extended group, you know, we're seeing business travelers extend their stays for leisure. And I will tell you that I think with work from home, companies are a little more focused on getting their teams together and together more frequently. And I think with the flexibility that work from home gives people, they are extending their work week into weekends, and whether it's Mondays or Thursdays. And we've really felt that leisure travel.
Well, I think
and people seem to be really enjoying it.
Yeah, that article said that last year was about $175 billion in 2024.
Yeah, that's a huge number.
And listen, Mary, when you and I first started talking about leisure travel a decade ago, they were laughing at us.
Only the industry knew what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
But the pandemic, definitely.
So, well, listen, you know, Joe, I joke sometimes on our program, we are the fastest 2 hours in travel. The program goes by very quickly. This has been a very nice conversation. Well, I'm going to call it an introductory conversation. We're going to look forward to having you back at some point.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your time today. We wish you and the BRE Hotels and Resorts team well. And actually, listen, Mary and I, we will be in Maui in a couple of weeks. We'll be checking out, again, some of the friends we have there at the Grand Wailea and also the Ritz-Carlton. So it'll be nice to be back on property with some of your locations, okay?
Well, thank you for being there, and we're really looking forward to seeing you there.
Well, thank you, and thank our you. Best to you. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Enjoy.
Nice talking to you. Take
Robert,
care.
Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
All right, well, nice conversation with Joe Berger,
folks. BRE Hotels and Resorts.
Yeah, go check them out. You know some of these properties,
no question
about that.
Yeah.
All right, as we get ready to take a quick time out for this bottom of the hour sponsors break, I'll let you know that the Destination Spotlight is still ahead this hour. RJ is here, and he's coming up for the open road before he leaves for Texas. Today is a preferred travel panel day on the program. Rudy's going to riff, and Mary and I will be answering some listener emails as well. A reminder, you can always stay connected with us, folks, on our @RMWorldTravel social media channels. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional homeownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. Let me ask you a question. Are you a yo-yo dieter? Coming off the Labor Day holiday weekend, what I mean is, do you diet, lose weight, but then gain it all back again, plus a few extra pounds, then later you lose it and regain it again and again? It's so frustrating. It's also dangerous. Studies show that you can increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and other health problems, things we obviously all want to avoid. Breaking free of your yo-yo diet pattern is a main reason doctors recommend Lean. That's L-E-A-N. It's a successful supplement, not an injection, and you don't need a prescription. The science behind the product is impressive as its natural ingredients target weight loss in three powerful ways. Number one, it helps maintain healthy blood sugar. Number two, it helps control appetite and cravings. And three, it helps burn fat by converting fat into energy. So listen, if you're tired of losing weight and gaining it all back, especially as we're headed into the holiday season soon, if you want to lose meaningful weight at a healthy pace, this product was created for you. So join us and we'll help you get started with 20% off when you use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com. That's 20% off with code CARRY at TakeLean.com. Or as always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. And let me ask you another question. Do you worry about your home when you travel? I'm guessing many people do, because I certainly do, and I live in an apartment, for goodness sake. Our next guest knows a whole lot about home security, especially things you can do yourself to make your residence less likely to be a target of bad guys. John Chase is a writer and editor with the New York Times reviews and recommendations site called Wirecutter, and he recently wrote a piece about just that. John, welcome to the show. I'm guessing most homeowners know nothing says there's no one home here as much as a pile of uncollected newspapers or a car that never moves in the driveway. Is that a good beginning?
That's exactly right, Rudy. Yeah, I mean, I think the goal whenever you're going out of town is to make it look like you haven't gone out of town, right? Mm-hmm. So some of the really easy things you're going to want to do is get a neighbor to collect your mail or stop it if you can't have your mail held. You're going to want to make sure that your lawn looks normal. You want to have someone come and cut it, trim the bushes, especially if you're gone for a long time. Have someone, this one's a little trickier, have someone come and take your garbage cans, put them out, even if they're empty, just so that everything seems to be working in a normal order. Have someone park their car in your driveway, you know, that kind of thing. You really want to keep up appearances, as it were.
And I thought one of your interesting points was leaving your drapes and shades open if you don't normally close them all the time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, most people have their drapes open, so keep them open. And, you know, if you've got a neighbor who's willing, they might come by and close them for you, you know, do it periodically. But, yeah, that's the right idea.
Okay. So the object is, and as you write, camouflage your absence, as you say, make it look like you're still there. Now, I use, and we just talked for a moment before beginning this interview, I've got a couple things I plug into the wall that turn lights on and off in my, because I live on the ground floor of an apartment building with, patio, glass patio windows. I have these devices that turn lights on and off in various rooms at different times in the evening, which if someone is watching my apartment, and there's a lot of windows to watch, you know, that suggests someone's home, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, this is my specialty, is a smart home. And what you're talking about, there's a ton of solutions. You might have a smart plug, which is a device that plugs into your wall, and then you plug a lamp into it, and you can have it set to go off randomly. You might have a few of these around your home. They're pretty inexpensive. And you could have multiple lamps going on and off with a simple setting that you use using an app. There's more complex things as well. You could actually... I like to have, honestly, as a real peace of mind type device, I like to have a smart lock on our door. And that way, you never have to worry about someone about losing a key. If you need someone to come into the house, you don't have to make a copy for them. That kind of thing where it's, and you can tell when it's locked or unlocked, even when you're, off gallivanting on vacation.
Is that activated by a code or something?
There's a lot of different examples, but yeah, there's a lot of popular models that have key codes, and you create them. Again, these are all done with a really simple to use app. You create a code, like a 4-digit number or something like that, and it allows you to unlock it, and you get a notification when it's locked or unlocked. And you can create ones for your neighbor. You could create a code for family members, the guy who takes care of your pets. You know, it's really simple, actually. And it saves you any worry that the door is left unlocked.
And my lights, and actually my TVs, I have two TVs and a couple lights, I can control by my iPhone from anywhere in the world.
That's
on the
exactly
home app.
Right.
I can turn them on and off. So if I want to turn one off at 10 at night and another one at 11 or another at 9:30, if I want to turn the TV on for an hour, I can do that from abroad, from anywhere that has internet.
That's exactly right. I have at our house, we have smart bulbs, and all they are simple, regular looking bulbs. You screw them in, but again, using an app, they can work in conjunction. You can have all the lights go on at a certain time or all of them go off, or you can have them go on throughout the house. That's a little bit different than a plug that you plug into the wall with a normal lamp, a traditional lamp, but these are one step beyond that. I also have a really cool thing. It's called a smart shade. There's a lot of different varieties. Smart Wings is the company that makes these. But what they do is they're shades, that regular old window shades, and they are set to go on and off, up and down rather, at sunset and sunrise. So, at the end of the day, it goes down, covers up the window as if someone's home.
Of course. Of course. Well, you also have a guide, and I'm going to send people to your article because we're running out of time, but a guide to security systems with cameras, et cetera, that you can put both outside and inside your house. I would imagine that's a really, really great way to do it. John, we could probably talk for about half an hour on this, but I think you've given us the basics and send other people there. to find it. The website is nytimes.com/wirecutter to check his piece out. Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
I really appreciate the time. Thanks, Rudy.
All good advice. All good advice. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text balance to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. Sorry I missed you at the open. I'm prepping to take the open road on the road for my next segment. We'll get to that in a moment. But this week, we're debriefing on Monterey Car Week now that it has come and gone. But first, a message from our sponsors over at buyraycon.com/carry. And we all love when a fan favorite comes back. And for this one, Everyday Earbuds Classic are back. And this latest and vastly improved version now features active noise cancellation, the one thing they were missing and you could only get on their more expensive models. And when you pair this with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery, well, your Raycons will never leave your ears. Their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands you know, but at half the price, folks. So get yours today with free shipping on every pair and save 20% off with a full happiness guarantee return policy at buyraycon.com/carry, or as always, you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, some of you may recall that a couple of weeks ago when I was last here on the show with you, I previewed Monterey Car Week, and now that it has come and gone, you've probably seen the headlines about the record-breaking cars and multi-million dollar sales, but Monterey 2025 was more than just gavel slams and champagne. There were a flurry of concept reveals, big collector shifts in the industry, a couple high-profile crashes, unfortunately, and some broader market undercurrents that are absolutely worth talking about. So today, we're diving into the full fallout, starting with the numbers. Beginning with the auction houses across RM Sotheby's, Bonhams, Mecum, Broad Arrow, and Gooding & Co., the collective total came in at just shy of $500 million sold. In confirmed sales, $432.8 million. That makes it the second highest grossing Monterey Car Week ever, trailing only 2022, which of course, I don't think we'll see numbers like that again. RM Sotheby's led the pack with $163.8 million and an 85% sell-through rate, including the headliner, a Ferrari Daytona SP3 TaylorMade charity lot that pulled $26 million, making it the most expensive car sold all week, followed by a Ferrari F40 LM for $11 million. Bonhams, they had a pretty quietly successful week, but a 96% sell-through rate, which is absolutely incredible. Over at Mecum, things were a little more down-to-earth with roughly $45 million in sales. Strong showings from a lot of their showings with a Ford GT Heritage Edition crossing at almost $1 million, setting a record. Auction numbers only tell part of the story, and in fact, that's actually why I skipped the auctions many years, unless we're really going to pursue a car. On the ground, at a lot of the events that we've gone to, Monterey was buzzing with energy, particularly at the Quail, which continues to solidify its reputation as a global launch platform, in essence filling the gap of the long-gone Geneva Motor Show. Highlights this year were Bugatti's new coach-built one-off, we saw them unveil that, a Lamborghini's new limited production V12 Fenomeno, also saw them unveil that, and then Singer, they have a new production car as well, Resto Mod. The Quail may have been the most curated guest list of the week, I think. Almost everybody you were running into and bumping shoulders with was somebody with know-how and a pretty big industry name. Of course, tickets to that event start off at $2,000, so unless you're lucky like me and you get something comped, it's increasingly where the future of the ultra-high-end market gets revealed. Now, Restomods had a big moment as well. Now, these are, in essence, modern cars built on a pre-existing chassis, but they pay homage to famous cars that we all know and love. Manufacturers include Singer, Gunther Works, and Roof. These are all their names. They all drew major crowds this year with a lot of collector interest, not just for craftsmanship, but because these builds offer vintage looks with modern drivability, and buyers are increasingly placing value on use case, usability. That 1960s race car might look insane and stunning, but the fact that it overheats in traffic, can't make it over a speed bump, and it's starting to matter more to collectors. And yes, there's a travel angle here as well. The logistics of Monterey have been a growing pain point for many, myself included. Nearly 100,000 additional people descended upon the peninsula this year, in many cases overwhelming the local infrastructure, which I presumed was going to happen when I showcased the week a couple weeks ago. Hotel prices continue to skyrocket, even motels. It's insane. Traffic is a constant frustration, and even finding parking for press credentials can feel like a negotiation. If the event continues growing at this pace, something's got to give. Either infrastructure improvements or a fracturing of where the collectors choose to gather. In fact, as a result, Pebble Beach, they announced, the Concours d'Elegance might be moved a week earlier starting in 2027. That's unofficial as of right now, but clearly they're making some moves there, and I don't see a way in which events like that can continue if the sheer number of people attending continues to go up. And that brings us to the bigger takeaway. Monterey this year wasn't just a showcase of expensive cars. I think it was a litmus test for where the industry is heading, and increasingly that seems to be what the week is about. We saw traditional luxury pushed further with rarefied air, with auction winners showing that buyers are still willing to spend a lot of money. But at the same time, concept debuts, boutique brands using Monterey as their launch pad, signaling that it's not just a retrospective event anymore. It's very much forward-looking. It's no longer for the Blue Blazer Pebble Beach crowd. It's for brands, social media figures, perhaps unfortunately people that want to do donuts on Cannery Row. But regardless, the collector market looks stable, OEMs are making note of this, and the week is no longer about just watching auctions and lawn parades. It's pretty much an activation of the culture. But that's going to be it for this week's Open Road. I got to leave as I got a boogie to Austin, Texas to catch the Lone Star Le Mans at COTA. I will be going over that in my next segment, but don't go anywhere. At the Destination Spotlight for Indiana, the Hoosier State is up next. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, after that open road, RJ has made a beeline out of the studio, folks, for the airport as he's off to Texas and the circuit of the Americas track near Austin. And as we reset for this e-block, America's 19th state has our attention because it's time for the latest destination spotlight that's sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
An alarm that blares after an intruder trips a sensor isn't great security, and that's the problem with most security systems out there. But simplysafe.com/carry is different and is designed to be proactive and not reactive.
Their smart AI-powered cameras identify threats before they can cause harm, interacting with criminals in real time, all while dispatching police, fire, or medical services. There are no long-term contracts, and you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go check out simplysafe.com/carry today. You're going to save 50%, or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
Now let's talk Indiana, a state that joined the union back in 1816. Holding for us is Amy Howell, interim CEO of Visit Indiana.
Hello, Amy. As we all talk Indiana now, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great having you aboard with us this morning. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, Mary and I were broadcasting this show live from up in Alert Bay as part of our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. We met a very nice couple from Indiana who came to watch the show. And when we shared that Indiana was next up on our destination spotlight list, they shared just a tremendous amount about your state with us, an array of things for us to discuss with you. So I'm going to throw out a few of them to you. You can go in any direction you want. Certainly, we all know Indianapolis is your capital city. We've enjoyed past visits there. The Indianapolis 500, clearly synonymous with the state. It brings in many travelers, adds a big exclamation point to your economy. But what folks may not know is the state is known as the crossroads of America for its central location in the U.S. So expand on these as you wish, Amy.
Sure. I mean, the crossroads of America, you know, it's basically, you know, a day, 2 days driving distance between anywhere in the lower 48. So, you know, we like to tell everybody jump in their car and get here. We also have larger hubs around us that you can get to our state via Chicago, Louisville. But our capital city, Indianapolis, has really been thriving with, you know, excellent James Beard-nominated chefs. Of course, you mentioned the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Indy 500. That is our global event, and I would say it's a must-see for any motorsports fans or sports fans in general. But, you know, there's more to Indianapolis than that. You know, we have the world's largest children's museum. We have the only American West Indigenous Peoples Museum called the Idle George Museum in downtown Indianapolis. So, or if you're a pro football fan, the Colts are here. Of course, you know, the Pacers and the Fever were taken off as well for the Indianapolis area.
So, Amy, let's move to a different area of the state. And I really want to have you touch on Indiana Dunes National Park, part of Lake Michigan. It looks beautiful.
It is absolutely beautiful. And so that became the 61st national park. So Indiana Dunes along Lake Michigan, at the south shore of Lake Michigan. It's got everything from hiking, birding, beach going, you name it. It also connects to the Indiana Dunes State Park as well. So it's like 1,500 miles of shoreline, you know, along the top of our state. You can climb the actual sand dunes, which I will say harder than you think. So be prepared for that. But plenty of great communities along there. Ideal for the outdoor adventurer.
So you just mentioned the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, and we've actually showcased that on the program in the past as part of our museum gallery series. We've also talked about the town of Santa Claus, Indiana, and soon, you know, the kids are going to be sending letters from around the country, around the world there to get their postmark. But besides the Hoosier State being known for basketball, you're also the RV industry capital of the world with all the manufacturing that occurs there, the majority of it in Elkhart. But that's a major industry for the state, your workers and travelers, isn't it, Amy?
Absolutely. We know a lot of people like to hop in their cars, and some actually like to hop in their RVs. And yes, Elkhart, Indiana is the RV capital of the world, with neighboring Shipshawana nearby. They both kind of share that distinguished honor. But, you know, it does bring in a lot of jobs, but it also, you know, reflects on our outdoor nature. I think people would be surprised of how many outdoor things we have to do, you know, camping, RVing. And we also are RV-friendly parking. So if you go to places like Santa Claus or the Children's Museum. There's place to park your RV, so you can have the best of both worlds, urban and suburban and rural at the same time.
Yeah, and I also think of Brown County State Park, which is a beautiful park for hiking and fishing and all kinds
of
outdoor activities.
As you
mentioned, Amy, a big outdoor state. So last question for today. With America turning 250, what's a reason that you say travelers should come celebrate our nation's birthday in Indiana?
I would say, why not? if you're into the America 250 activities, you know, we have several events, activities, education, along with, you know, other places celebrating 250. I think it just depends on, you know, if you want to know more of the Hoosier side of it, that's what we call people who live in Indiana, Hoosiers. If you want to know that side of it, I would say that would be a perfect opportunity to engage.
Well, there you go. And again, it is the crossroads of America, so come celebrate America's 250.
Go see Indiana.
A website, folks, for you to find more information is just visitindiana.com, visitindiana.com. Amy, very nice having you part of today's national broadcast. Have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you for reaching out and having me a part of the show.
Well, our best to you.
Thank you, Amy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, well, the Hoosier State is where we're going to wrap hour one today. We've got another 60 minutes of the show to go, about 7 minutes away. The Preferred Travel Panel will have us talking travel advisors and travel and a whole lot more. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up. Rudy's going to riff. We'll see what he wants to talk about. And Mary and I are going to answer some listener emails from the pile that's in the front of us here on the broadcast desk. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget, you can catch the show live or interact with us anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.